Psalm 60, the banner raised after the collapse. Psalm 60 is one of the Bible's most honest war prayers. Most ancient Near Eastern kings carved only victories into stone. David does something holier. He preserves the prayer from the moment when defeat seemed to say more than God's promise. The superscription remembers campaigns against Aram and Edom, likely around the fighting near the Valley of Salt south of the Dead Sea. See 2 Samuel 8, 1 Chronicles 18. Yet this psalm is not triumphal. It is strikingly for instruction. Israel was meant to learn from the wound. Even the tune name, probably Lily of the Testimony, lays a flower over a battlefield. O God, you have rejected us. You have made the land quake. David does not reach first for military analysis. He reaches for theology. The deepest shock is not that enemies are strong, but that God seems to have stepped back. The phrase, wine of staggering, is the language of divine judgment, later echoed in Isaiah 51. In other words, Israel's crisis is not merely political. It is covenantal. But that is also why hope survives. If the Lord has torn the ground open, then the breach is not beyond repair. Then comes one of the psalm's strangest mercies. You have set up a banner for those who fear you. Verse 4. The Hebrew here is difficult. It may mean a banner raised before the bow, or a banner raised for the sake of truth. Either way, this is not a parade flag. In battle, a banner is where scattered soldiers reassemble. God gives a sign not when his people are impressive, but when they are disoriented. Many Christian interpreters, from Augustine onward, heard here an early echo of Christ, the true standard lifted up in apparent defeat, gathering the broken to himself. Isaiah 11:10, John 12:32. God's answer is also wonderfully concrete. He names the land piece by piece: Shechem, Succoth, Gilead, Manasseh, Ephraim, Judah. If panic says, everything is coming apart, holiness answers, it is still mine. Before God changes the battlefield, he reasserts ownership. This is how he steadies the church. Not always by quick relief, but by reminding us that what trembles has not slipped from his hand. And the nations. Moab is my washbasin. Upon Edom, I cast my shoe. Western readers often hear only insult, but the images are more earthy than abstract. The proud powers are reduced to doorway objects, to the dust-removing edge of the house. Edom's rock strongholds and trade routes looked permanent. Before God, they are furniture. So the psalm ends with chastened courage. Vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. Not passivity, Joab still fights, but action emptied of self-trust. God sometimes weakens our natural confidence so that our courage can become truly spiritual. Suggested cross-references: 2 Samuel 8:13-14, Isaiah 51:17, Isaiah 11:10, John 12:32, Hebrews 12:26-28, Psalm 108:7-13. Hymn suggestion: Lead on, O King Eternal. Prayer: Lord, when the ground beneath us splits and our strength turns to staggering, lift before us the banner of Christ. Speak over what fear says is lost, mine. Empty us of trust in man and fill us with the brave obedience that comes from your right hand alone. Amen.